Derek, getting ready here for game number two, and an opportunity here this weekend to try and advance to the NLL Finals. First, let's go back to last weekend. Yeah. You guys are on the road, despite having a home field advantage, just due to the travel schedule, and you come out with a very, very solid performance and a win. Just what did you see in that game and transitioning to this weekend?
You know what? It just worked out well for us in terms of our travel, and we were fortunate enough to get in there 2 days early, which I think made a big difference for our guys. We were rested, and we had a real good team meal on Friday night, and is that Thursday night? Friday night, and you know, we're just prepared better than we went in there in March, and we felt good about our game going in, and I thought we jumped on them pretty good. They're a team that, you know, if they get a jump on you early, it can be a long night for you, because they're real good in the transition game, and obviously their offense are a handful. So if you get behind and start chasing a little bit, they can be a real difficult team to battle back against. But I thought we were pretty consistent all night and in most areas of our game.
When you have a game like that, what was it like, just the atmosphere to see on the bench of the team just not taking the foot off the pedal, especially as you got into the third quarter and really started to see the lead start to increase?
Yeah, I thought that. I mean, I thought third quarter was key, and it's been a little bit of an issue, not this year, but in the past couple of years, our third quarters have been great, and this year we've been a lot more focused on it, and we managed to get a couple goals early there and get some distance, and we really kept our composure and our discipline as well, which can be difficult in those circumstances, but I thought we did a good job of that too.
What does this weekend present in terms of opportunity for this group to have the opportunity, like you had against Georgia in a winner-take-all game, now an opportunity to get to the finals and continue that that clutch type of game?
Yeah, it's huge for us. I mean, it's been a while, and it's hard to believe it's actually been, you know, 6 years since we were in the playoffs and 7 years since we won one. It doesn't seem like that long ago, but, you know, we lost a couple years there with the pandemic, and then and here we are now, and it's a huge opportunity for us, and we need to take advantage of that now, and because you just never know what's going to happen going forward. And I'm positive the team we're playing tomorrow night in Halifax are going to bring it, and so we're going to have to be at our very best.
How key will it be for this group to try and close things out tomorrow night, especially and avoid a back-to-back scenario
here? I think it's important. You know, I think that's obviously our objective. But at the same time, it is our home floor, and we do have the extra game, but we would really like to close it out tomorrow. And but of course, our opponent has something to say about that as well.
It's almost, in almost no sport can you have, you know, a player that was on a championship team still be around when you're still pushing a few years later. You got a couple of those. Do you lean on some of that experience with some of the younger guys who maybe haven't been in the playoff in a
definitely
professional, that
yeah yeah definitely. I mean, I think we have four guys from our 2018 championship team, and they're the veteran guys in the team, in the room, in our leadership group, and you see the kind of year Matt Hossack's had, and then you add an Austin Franks, who wasn't with us then, but I've been fortunate to coach Austin in junior A and in minor lacrosse with championship teams, and he's been there as well, so we have some experience there. But you know, our young guys, they just bring a ton of energy, and they really grasp the hard work part of the game, and that's really it makes it us a hard team to play against.
In your opinion, does momentum carry over game from game, or is it more of a quarter by quarter type thing?
I think it's more quarter by quarter. I mean, that game is a week ago, so that's forgotten, and I think that has to be our attitude as well, that we move on from that, and we're already like we need to figure out ways to be even better. Like, we actually think that Frank really made some key saves, especially on the right side of their offense at key points in the game. I thought we gave him a little bit too much, and we need to get a little bit better there, and we're always looking to do some things different on offense too, because I'm sure they're going to adjust.
For thoughts as well, just being nominated for GM of the Year, I mean, it's an award you won before, but just that recognition.
That's just a credit to the whole group, like right from top to bottom. You know, ownership and the support that I get there, and you know, and the fact they trusted me with the plan that I've had the last couple of years, and I appreciate that. And of course, it really comes down to the players, and they've done their job.
What's it like to see the plan that, you know, when you have multiple years out of the playoffs and you're trying to build, but you never know how it's going to turn out, to see it finally get to this point and to this team turning the corner after all this year's planning?
You know, it's obviously gratifying, you know, but it's really, I just feel happy for the guys, because you know, we knocked on the door there for a couple of years, and I think we made the necessary changes, and the young core have got that experience now where, you know, I know how upset they were last year when we lost the last game of the regular season to Toronto, and, you know, and we were in the playoffs then, and we were really playing quite well then, and we didn't even get a chance, and then we carried that over into this season, and, you know, we got really good contributions this year from rookies. You know, I think we had four or five in the lineup at various times of the season, and then the Boudreaux and the Barnables and the Garlands and the guys like that that haven't been there before, they've just matured and gotten better, and they just bring it every night. All right.
Awesome. Is that, it's probably not the time of year to be sitting back and high-fiving them kind of thing, but Is there a little bit of, hey,
well,
take that and use that recognition and then build on the confidence?
It's a credit to the whole team, you know, really. I mean, you know, Frank's been fabulous all year. You know, he's given us a chance on every night. Jimmy just does a great job with the guys. And you know, obviously Matt Hossack's had a career year. He was, you know, unfortunate circumstances how we got him back, with unfortunate circumstances how we lost him through the expansion draft. We didn't really want to lose him, and now we got him back, and he's really kind of been, you know, along with Shanks, the two key additions along with those rookies that I mentioned. So you know, it's pretty it's a team thing, really, to be honest. They're individual things and those nominations, but it's a credit to the whole group.